جنود الفداء أعد الشباب.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. Ever since the Almighty Allah created the universe, there has been a fierce struggle between different forces for the control of people's hearts and minds. Today, humanity as a whole is facing a psychological war. A war that is far more dangerous, far more greater than any conventional military war. The war in question, my dear beloved brethren and sisters, is definitely the propaganda war. Propaganda is the most lethal and destructive weapon of war, which has a major, and I repeat, a major impact on society. And if we were to take a studious look at the history of man, you will recognize that propaganda has definitely been a constant battle throughout the history of man, and that no concrete effort was ever implemented to bring this demon, this filth, under perpetual control until the advent of this beautiful deen, the deen of salvation, the deen which is definitely the solution to the world's perplexing social problems, the deen of Islam. Islam took a decisive stance at this undesirable phenomenon, placing this propaganda under strict control through divine guidance from the Quran and the Sunnah. Hence, it prohibited all forms of utterances that could cause dissension and disunity, that can cause animosity and hatred amongst the people. This is why it prohibited lying, backbiting, slandering, tale-mongering, tale-bearing, calumny. The reason behind it is because these things, if exists in a community, it disunites them. It fragments them into smithereens. Hence, the wolf will definitely devour us. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala placed this for our protection, prohibiting any kind of propaganda that can cause the creation of hatred and disunity amongst us. And then he threatened the Muslims from indulging and engaging in this filth, saying, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يُحِبُّونَ أَن تَشِيعَ الْفَاحِشَةِ فِي الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. Allahu Akbar. Clear, explicit, conspicuous warning. Those who love, who desire that immorality be publicized among wants those who have believed,
then let them be warned of a severe punishment,
a painful torment
in the life of this world and the life of the next.
Brothers and sisters, propaganda starts from where? It starts from a lump of flesh called the tongue. This lump of flesh is a ferocious beast. If ungoverned or unleashed, it can become the tool and the instrument by which the devil, Mr. Lucifer, Satan, Shaitan, this evil, can use to misguide you, to mislead you, to drag you into dungeons of horror. But at the same time, this lump of flesh called the tongue is one of our greatest, if not the greatest, assets, if not the greatest instruments, if utilized in a manner that Allah loves, it could lead you to eternal salvation. Wallahi. This is why words that come from this lump of flesh, the tongue, can be extremely powerful. Mountains can be moved, wallahi. Cities can change. Wars can start. Countries can be moved. Hence, an influential, righteous da'i or speaker can direct the human society to virtue and noble characteristics. An influential righteous speaker can direct the human society to gardens of bliss, in that which the eye has never seen, the ear has never heard, and the heart has never ever imagined. What beauty. But at the same time, contrary to this righteous, influential speaker, is the unrighteous, the evil, influential speaker, which can likewise direct the human society to corruption and destruction, to moral and spiritual decay, to dungeons beneath which rivers of fire flow. This is the difference. And we have a choice. We have a choice how we want this lump of flesh to lead us in which way. Today, ya ikhwati wa ayakhwati al-izzah, we are in need of you, these young faces. We are in need of knowledge, of learned, of wise, intelligent dua. Islam is in need of you. And wallahi, if only you knew how much. We need these young individuals to be taken out of the road of darkness into the road of light. For today, we are witnessing a revival, an Islamic awakening, in particular by our youth. They are in need of your da'wah, of your knowledge. Why do I say this? The reason why I am saying this is because many of us today, many of these young Muslims who possess no knowledge but have a desire to do da'wah, are yearning for Allah's pleasure. But due to their now knowledge, their lack of knowledge, they are causing a lot of problems. They are passing Islamic fatwas, religious verdicts. They are answering Islamic questions with no knowledge, causing many, and I repeat one line, many people to be confused and misled due to their inaccurate and incorrect answers. with my own very eyes. Wallahi, many of these young Muslims are rude and abrasive. They enter Islam one day, not knowing how to recite the Fatiha the next, yet they're answering questions, they're given fatwas, and they're rude, most of them, or a lot of them, and abrasive on top of that. They speak words that are harsh, with no strength of evidence or argument. No understanding or recognition of what Islam really teaches. Yet they are quick to abuse, to slander, to insult, to belittle, to disparage, to launch vicious attacks on the du'a, on the people of knowledge. Extremely quick in launching vicious attacks on those who they disagree with. Nah, this sheikh, he doesn't know anything about current affairs. He's a sellout, let him go. Nah, this sheikh is too lenient. He only talks about wudu. He's easy, let him go. Nah, this sheikh, oh, be careful, he works for ASIO. Negative information, rumors, hence he utilizes it in warning against those individuals he has no clue of. No fear in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is due to the lack of knowledge that they possess. No other. For Allah, if they only understood what they are saying and how they are saying it, they would never, ever utter a single letter out of fear of disparaging their brother or sister in Islam. For what Allah has prepared for individuals as such is unimaginable. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يُحِبُّونَ أَن تَشِيعَ الْفَاحِشَةُ فِي الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ. It's simple. It's easy. Be quiet. Be silent. And you will, inshallah ta'ala, you want to talk about matters you have no understanding of, then you are putting yourself, placing yourself on the brink of destruction, on the brink of hellfire. This is a crime on behalf of Islam, a crime on behalf of knowledge, a crime on behalf of the people of knowledge. On the other hand, we have individuals, tabarakallah, who do not know how many rakaat asr is, speaking about public affairs, about current affairs, about Syria, for example, about this group and that group, about this sheikh and that sheikh, while he's at home most of the time flicking on his couch potato with the Foxtel in his hand, the remote Satan remote Foxtel, surfing Satan's web on the net, and yet he's got every right talk about people as like them. A'udhu billah. Who in the world are you to speak about those individuals, about those groups, when you're here sleeping underneath a duna with your AC turned on? This is due to the lack of knowledge. Wallahi. This is what ignorance does to an individual. It places in his heart, it creates malice, jealousy, envy, hatred, and causes confusion and misguidance to many. And subhanAllah, we have actually a narration that mentions that indeed there will be years to come in which a person will be very confused, hadith sahih, before the day of judgment, a sign of the hour. Indeed, there will be years to come in which a person will be very confused, in which a liar will be believed, while the truthful will be accused of lying, in which a deceitful person will be entrusted, while the honest person will be proclaimed as untrustworthy. And then the hadith says, listen to this, a time where the Ruwaybidah will talk. They said, Ya Rasulullah, Ruwaybidah,
Who in the world, or what in the world is that? And the response was, the ignorant, insignificant person who speaks about public affairs, who has no knowledge of it. Who has no knowledge of it. Why in the first place would you speak? Why would you allow Satan to take your good deeds and make you bankrupt on the day of judgment? You need this reward. You need Islam. You need to become or remain silent in order to gather this reward. Wallahi, the companions shy the way and feed the Islamic fatwa. They will push it away. Today, they're grabbing it. Come to me, come to me. I know this shaykh, I know this answer. Nonsense. You know nothing. Because if you knew Islam, you would not be doing that in the first place. Yeah, there's no problem, ya ikhwati al-a'izzah wa ya akhwat. There is no problem in us disagreeing or arguing with each other. There's no problem in this. Especially in troubling and confusing times as today. With so much strife out there in the Muslim world, it's not an issue to disagree. It's not an issue to argue. But the mannerism, the method, the way that we do this is very, very important. Disagreement must be handled in ways that is of lucid argument and temperate speech. And temperate speech with sincerity and ikhlas. Not of the desire, I beat him. See my argument? See my evidence? Stronger than his. How does he know this person? Come to me, he is. Don't worry about him. This is not sin. This is not ikhlas. This is the devil working. I'll give you an example. There is a ship. There is a ship. Full of people. Full of people. Tossed about. There is a ship. Full of people. Tossed about in a severe storm. The waves are 10 foot high. Just about to go underwater. And the people on board are afraid of drowning. Hence they start voicing their opinion. And their voices get mixed up together. There are voices that are concerned and worried. There are voices that are merciful and compassionate. There are voices that are calm and quiet. There are voices that are angry and seeking. There are voices that don't know what to say. Yet, on top of this, you get this one voice, I repeat, this one voice over all these voices. This one voice that spews forth his inflammatory rhetoric. Yelling, shouting, screaming, slandering, abusing, insulting, cursing. Blaming everyone on that ship except himself. Pointing the finger at everyone except himself. He is an angel and all of you are devils. So he looks at himself. I am right and all of you are wrong. You are to blame, and I am the only one not to blame. Now really, is this voice going to assist them in any way? Is this voice going to bring them to safety and peace? The worst possible person is the one that he sees only good in himself and evil in everyone else. This is the worst possible person. For indeed, wallahi, this voice can never, ever arrange the affairs of the believers. This voice is not the voice that you, Ya Mahmud, will desire to go to when you succumb to weakness. He will not be the person that's going to uplift you. That's going to strengthen you. You go to him, he's going to blame you for something. You say, no, you are the one that's the wrong guy.
Get lost.
Deep in that is doing good.
This is not the voice that you can seek advice
when you need advice.
That you can seek help from
when you need help.
That you can go for comfort
when you need to be comforted. This is the voice of the devil. This is the voice of the slanderer. The one that loves to do nothing other than insult, defame, hurt, criticize destructively. There's nothing wrong with criticizing productively.
Destructively, he loves to criticize, blaming everyone for the troubles of the world,
and saving and protecting himself. This is not the voice that's going to save that ship from going underneath water. Ever.
You know, today, propaganda war is at its best online. It's in its golden age, at its pinnacle. Why? Because it's due to the modern technology and the sophisticated means of communication. Today the world is so wired up that it has provided us with many channels to insult, to defame, to hurt, to slander, to backbite
one another, free of charge, without accountability, hiding behind user names that you invent. So easy today to be the master of the keyboard. Anonymous, you are invisible to the world.
But wallahi, you are not invisible to him. And you will never, ever be invisible to him. Yes, to the world, you can claim to be safe from law.
When you are nothing but in reality save a shaitan by your actions that you are doing. And this is exactly what you are doing by insulting and defaming and cursing and backbiting. This is safe as shaitan, not safe from law. Because safe from law will never, ever hurt a brother or sister. Yes, man. Even if he disagrees with them. Even if he disagrees with them.
You know, I call it the electronic insult or the electronic slanderer. That's what I call it. And we've got another means, which is the mobile phones, the cell phones, by means of text messages. So simple. So simple. Where the vilest, wallahi, the most vicious and offensive statements can be so easily flaunted to the world by a touch of the buttons. Wallahi, Satan has done a good job in this area. He's made it easy for the evil person. He's made it simple for the one that wants to accumulate sin and give his reward away. For indeed, the abuse of the electronic media today is definitely unscrupulous and unprincipled. Brothers and sisters, at the end of the day, do we not want Jannah? Is that not the reason why we're here tonight? Do we not love Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Do we not want to be gathered in his company on the day of gathering? Do we not? Of course we do. Then you must protect this lump of flesh. You must safeguard this lump of flesh from uttering anything that he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, would not utter. It's simple. You ask yourself, would he say this? Would he say this? Would he say this? If yes, I say it. If no, I keep silent. This is his advice. If you believe in Allah and the last day, speak good. And speak at all. It's you. So, brothers and sisters, knowledge is the key to your salvation. Knowledge is the only way out of darkness. Knowledge is more important than your food and your water and your clothes and your shelter. That is what's going to take you to Jannah, inshallah. Knowledge. And through knowledge, you know how important your time is. Do not hurt your brother or your sister with that lump of flesh. Keep it to yourself. Fear Allah.
And wallahi, inshallah, Jannah will be guaranteed for you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from utterances that our beloved teacher Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam would never utter. He is our example. We take him as our role model. And for our salvation, for our salvation can only lie by emulating this great model, which is the model of the